Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with the prayer. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you enable us to do from morning till now. We thank you for all the achievements. Thank you for miracles and wonders, the strength you give us, the healing grace, your power that works in us mightily in the life of your church. And your people, thank you for the new souls that we reach out. Thank you, Lord, for the strength, the good health. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for all the opportunities that you open for us to preach your word, O God. And we pray, O God, watch over the work of your hand in the life of your church and your people. I pray, O God, you convict more sinners who have received the message, to repent and to give their lives fully to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O God, you bless all the part of the church here in UAE, in Abu Dhabi, in Fujairah, also in Oman, Muscat, and also Buraimi, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Syria, in Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Australia, Malawi, also Sierra Leone, America, Lord. We pray, O God, watch over all the workers, the elders, the pastors. Anoint them with the Holy Ghost. Give us fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to go on and serving you, Lord. We pray, O God, that we have discernment, we have your wisdom to reach a decision, to reach your will, and to apply your will in our lives. We thank you, God. We magnify you, we adore you, we worship you, Master, we worship you, Jesus. Anoint our worship. Lead us today in the most holy place. Help each and every one of us to hear your voice, to receive full instructions, clear direction from you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God, we magnify you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
Power, the spirit of man, and God is all in us.
Yes, O God, glory to you for all that you enable us to do, O God, the miracles, the wonders, the deliverance we receive from you, the protection from the evil doers. We thank you, Lord, for your great mighty work in our midst, in the life of your church and your people. O God, truly, Lord, you never sleep, you never slumber, O God, still watching over us, over each and every one of us, over each and every ministry of your church. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Lead us into victory, O Lord. Lead us and guide us as we continue to serve you and worship you. Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, O God, thank you for your presence and the love of your church. Thank you, Lord, that you always giving us the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit with your word to revive us, to bring us to full repentance, renewing our life and mind, teaching us your ways. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We magnify this our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. Thank God for all what you have been providing for us, what you have been giving us. Thank God. Bless your people who obeyed you and brought the portion that belong to you, their tithes and offerings and first fruits. Lord, we pray. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their lives. And rebuke the devourer, O Lord. And let all nations know that they are blessed by you. We thank and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How to take the right decision? Again, the question when we wake up in the morning, we need to take certain decisions. Sometimes it is complicated one. Sometimes we don't know what to do. But the scriptures teach us. We started to speak about the life of David and Saul. Both of them, they were different. David was delighting to follow God's way, to take decision. He was using the method that he will consult God through the priest. Saul is not living like that. He has his own wrong ways of life. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22. Verse 1-5. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went thence to Mizpeh of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you, till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet God said unto David, abide not in the hold, depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Harith. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. We come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God. Put verses and scriptures. And direct the message in the way, O God, that you want it to flow in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray for direction that come from you, to help us to understand your word and your ways. We bless you, magnify, we adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, David was in dilemma. He was followed by Saul to kill him, and he needed to run away. And when his family hear it, and they gather all around him, you know, the categories of people that they were around David, say that they were in distress, those people. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was debt, and everyone was discontented, they gathered around David, and he became their captain. You know, such kind of people make life more difficult. The more you get confused what you need to do. And David was also moved to protect his parents. They came to him, so he told the king of Moab, "Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me." He confessed that, I don't know what to do with my father and my mother, and you please just keep them with you until I will know what God will do for me. He was desiring that God will direct him, that God will let him know what he needs to do. And you see, when you desire to move with God, God will answer your prayers and He will grant your desires. What God did? And the Lord brought him the prophet Gad. He came to him. He told him, "Don't stay in the hold. Abide not in the hold. Depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Go back to your place." This is the message of God to him. Don't run away, but go back to your place. That is where, how we know the right decision. God will speak to you certain times through His church. And this is the one of the important methods. And God had maintained that relationship between the church and their members. That's one family. That certain critical serious decision would come from God through His church. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, when after David went back to Judah, chapter 23, let us read this real story that had happened. "Then they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, Go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah, how much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines. Then David inquired of the Lord yet again, and the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, and brought away their cattle, and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah." Now here the point. When David hear about the people of Keilah, he was moved with his compassion, and we need to move to help the people of God who are afflicted. The Lord will put in our heart compassion. We need to move with compassion. And before David did that, David inquired of the Lord. He told him, "I will go." He told him, "You go." But his friend, people with him, they told him, "We are here in Judah and we are in danger. Now, how much if we go to the place of Keilah and the Philistines are there, more dangerous." Yes, too more dangerous. Then what David did? David went back to the Lord and inquired again. God told him, "Go. I will deliver them." So here, we should not trust our own understanding or calculation. We need to really go back to God and ask Him in every decision. Before we take an action decision, we need to ask God, "Lord, shall I go or not?" People tell you, "Don't go." You go back to God. Now, The question here, how David inquired from the Lord about that situation. Let's read. Verse 5, so David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle. We read that. And smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. The question, how David inquired of God. Verse 6. And it came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. Here the ephod, the breast, a plate that it have the Urim and the Thummim were with him. And he inquired of God through Abiathar the priest. See here how David was obedient and sensitive to the leading of God in his life. Verse 7, and it was thought so that David was come to Keilah. And Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah, to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Now here, Saul practiced mischief against David, and he want to curse David, and because he's in the town. Now David did not trust his strength or his people or the people of Keilah, but he inquired again from the Lord. Then David said, verse 9, and David knew that Saul secretly practicing mischief against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Again, the relationship between the king and the priest. He practiced it. He is asking the priest about, to ask God about decision, what he need to do. Then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant have heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come. God told him, Saul will come. The other question that David asked, will the people of Keilah will hand me over to Saul? Again, verse 12, and said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord saying, they will deliver thee up. You see here, the same people that David helped, David restored their thing that was taken by the Philistines. He brought their losses back. The same people, they will be used to betray David. You see here, what we learn here, to take a decision, even the people that you trust very well, they may be the people that are going to betray you. So whom you trust, we need to trust God. And that's in every decision making. You should not depend on your own understanding, your own thought. You need again to go back to God, to be strengthened by Him, and He will be the one to help you to take the right decision so that you will be safe. The clue here, humble yourself. The presence of the church in your life is to help you to take that right decision. David, from what we What we learn here, he kept that instruction of the Lord intact and he was saved. In verse 13, then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could go. And it was thought so that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbade to go forth. Yes. When God told him, they will hand you over, he decided to go after he knew that Saul 100% is coming. That's what I stand. Come to the Lord in repentance. You're doing your own will, doing your own understanding. Don't trust people. And don't trust places to be protected. Trust God. God say go to Judah, go to Judah. If God say go to Keilah, you go. If God say come out from Keilah, you come out. Thank you, Lord, for your direction. As we humble ourselves, you direct us. Just ask God. If you are in a certain decision making and you don't know, you ask God. God knows everything, and what he tell you, you do. Don't rely on your own understanding. Ask God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. You never sleep and you never slumber. You're always directing us in the right way. And we praise you for that, oh God. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters who delight to obey you. Keep inquiring and keep opening their lives to you through the proper way that you ordain in the scriptures. Continue to bless them and protect them, O God. Continue to speak to us as a church, to direct the people and to help them to do the very work of yours and your will in Jesus' name. Amen. us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand with us. Keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in this name. Amen. Amen.